Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for tonight's Comic Book Club. And now, here are your hosts, the amazing Jessica Rosenbauer!
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete.
And that's our man,
Booth Bell. Exciting show of tonight. It's hugely exciting, but before we start, Pete, you have a story you want to tell?
Always tell stories.
Guys, I just wanted to talk to you about something, because you know how when something happens, you're like, hey, I wonder what my friends would think.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about that.
Oh, okay. All right. So I was reading a comic as I was getting off the subway, right? Okay. So my question to you guys...
Is which comic is?
Yeah, I had it on my iPhone.
You're reading it on digital?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Now, I mean, this is probably the point of your story. I imagine the fact that you constantly screamed about people who shouldn't buy digital comics, right?
Right, exactly.
So that's
But then I hit the wall of, I have no more room in my apartment. Like, none.
And you got an iPhone.
Yeah, and then I got an iPhone, and I was like, all right, so maybe I'll try it. By the way, below is reading a comic book on the screen this big.
Yeah. Huh. What company do you work for now, by the way?
Apple. Cool.
You replaced Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Company to you.
Sell stocks now. Get out now if I'm in charge. Anyway, so my question to you guys is, who's the bigger asshole?
Definitely.
Don't say me.
You were Steve Jobs?
No.
That's insulting.
I was getting off the subway, right? You know the old let them off first, right? So there's a older lady in front of me, okay? And
we're getting your comics on an iPad.
No, well, I'm kind of like looking down like this.
Okay. All right,
so then people are coming down the stairs and trying to cut in front of us to get on the train, right? Now she stops short to let people on the train and runs into me.
Uh-huh.
Then I push her into the oncoming traffic. Who's the bigger asshole?
The old lady?
Well, yeah, I mean, it would say 50, 60.
Now, when
60.
You say oncoming traffic, do you mean literally in
the No, people. No. We're in the subway. It's, you know.
Yeah, he stuffed her in the gap. So you murdered Aunt May.
I can go with her.
Yeah!
For you letting yourself be killed by you.
Pete, it's definitely you. Yeah, why did you tell that? Physically push an older person, you're at fault.
No, but she stopped short.
Oh, Pete,
I have loads of people pushing me, but then she yelled at me for pushing her.
When you're
speaking for all them.
When your bones are as old as they almost are now.
You can't stop short when you're leading the pack.
She's confused.
I don't care how old she is.
Hey, this has nothing to do with comics.
Right. It does. Yeah. Pete's a comic book creator, giving us a bad name.
Yeah, you actually had a way better story, which I thought you were going to tell. Would you tell that story so we can salvage this a little bit?
Okay, well, I saw Mark Ruffalo outside of the Apple store, and I was like...
Yeah, you stabbed him in the belly.
Who's the bigger asshole? Yeah. All right.
Definitely Ruffalo.
I pointed at him and yelled at him from across the street. I was like, I can't wait to see you as the Hulk. And he was like, yeah! Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you wanted to tell the old
one. Thank you for the
It was bugging me because I was like, I don't think
All right, we're going to stop talking about that. Guys, we have a very exciting show for you tonight. I'm really excited about the guests we have.
And we have the old lady, Pete, having
a story. Who's the bigger asshole? I hope they hear Mark Ruffalo. No, I'm actually very excited about it. We have guests. He's a great comedian. Ladies and gentlemen, Stan Lukowski.
Yeah!
I just wanted to say when Pete was coming out, he pushed past me.
Really?
Yeah.
This is great. This is like the world's stupidest version of the ethicist. So
sure.
I'm very excited about this. Thank you, Stan, so much for coming on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here.
Yes. Yeah. You've been a lifelong comic book fan.
Yeah. I think 25 years this year.
Wow.
How'd you
celebrate?
Yeah, a lot of years without girlfriends.
Yeah!
Really true. I think it was 1986, and somebody might be able to correct me. I was telling these guys earlier, the first issue I bought was the Crisis on Infinite Earths number 8, where the Flash dies.
And that's the first issue you bought.
So that's the first issue I bought in a Pathmark, really random. And, like,
sorry,
I don't...
spoilers, you guys, by the way.
Yeah, yes. So don't go in the time machine. It's his death issue. He dies in it. And I don't really know what that says about me, but he instantly became my favorite hero. And I like, every Friday I would get my paper route money. And it was like $35 a week, which was a lot of money, like in 1980. And I would just buy every dime into comic books.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
nice. You bought 350 comic books a week?
They weren't a dime each at the time. They were like a dollar each.
All right, I don't know.
How old do you think he is?
Yeah. So,
he looks real old to me, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I remember buying that issue, and I was just like, Flash is a pussy.
And you say that every multiverse. Every time you read a DC comic.
You're cut off. I'm going to stop doing the asshole bit now.
Yeah.
Good luck.
But you were saying that after being a Flash fan for a really long time, you gave up comics for a while, right?
I did. So I was probably about 13 when I bought that issue, or 12. And like probably well into my 20s, I was like a very avid collector. And then I reached a point where I was like, well, if you want to know this one story arc, you have to buy 10 different comics. Like, and because I'm kind of obsessed with
compulsive. You mean the late 80s?
The late 80s, yeah. into the early 90s.
Right.
I got, like, tired of buying comics I didn't really want to buy to read, like, two panels, you know, for heroes I cared about, which is kind of lame. I could have just not bought them, but it's the way my brain works.
They were just a dime each.
Not a dime each. I did get a bowl of soup with them.
Okay.
So, but yeah, so I did stop for a while. I'm a DC guy by nature. But then when I came back, I actually came back kind of as a Marvel guy, and I don't even know if you're allowed to. It's like changing. I don't know if you can swim that ocean.
Wow, what does that mean?
Well, because then I became a big Daredevil fan. And Daredevil was like my Marvel guy.
Because you were like, he's in a red costume, like the Flash.
Yeah, he's exactly the Flash. Yeah.
Right, but with horns.
But with horns.
Yeah.
Then I branched out. I actually, I also have a lot of statues now. My basement, we bought a house. I'm married with a 3-year-old, and he's not allowed in my basement room.
It's a weird secret garden of,
well,
like...
Well, this is my joke, because his playroom is actually, they're both in the basement, and his playroom is right next to my basement room.
Oh, you're like, asking for it. Well, you're asking for it.
This is what I imagine in 14 years, me playing with my figures while he makes out with a bunch of people. In his room, while I'm like, go to his toys.
That's the creepiest thing.
Yeah. But I hope it works out.
That's my dad. He just shines his statue of Wonder Woman all
like,
the time.
And like my face is just between curtains.
Yeah. Oh, I'm shy.
You came back to comic books for
I did.
The New 52 stuff.
The New 52 I'm very excited about. Obviously it started just a month ago. And they really got me. Because not only am I like... this is a chance to begin over, as again, to go with my obsessiveness. But also, as I said, I have a son. I'm buying an issue for him of each of my favorites.
Aww.
Because I'm thinking, like, granted, I have like a 10% shot that he'll actually like comics. But if he does...
Yeah, but if he's got your DNA, that's got to be higher than 10%.
That is true. I mean, and he's a big Spider-Man fan. He's going to Spider-Man for Halloween this year. His choice.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. I told him it was his choice.
Well, yeah.
Oh, really?
Spider-Man or garbage.
Right. Spider-Man or no candy.
Yeah.
And he chose candy.
Are you saying there's a gene for comic book fandom? Is that your...
I'm hoping there is.
Yeah. Well,
the only reason you're having a kid.
Somebody told me, like, because I also like basketball. I'm a Knicks fan, which is like, why bother? And somebody said to me, your son will probably like whatever you like. And I tried to get into what my dad liked. He liked football. I don't now care about it. But my dad was a very cold, distant man.
Let's talk about this some more.
Sure, sure.
Cool. So, in terms of the gene thing, actually, I'll support that a little bit.
The what?
The gene for geekdom.
I think so, right?
We were talking about it a little bit. He has a 3-year-old son. I have an almost 2-year-old daughter. She can, and this is without my prompting, from like 20 to 30 feet away, if she sees somebody with a Batman t-shirt, she'll go, no, 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 no.
Nice. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Without your prompt,
that is awesome.
Yeah. We did.
Yeah, how did she get that from?
She was bored.
Yeah.
She was bored with it.
She was born in her
first
pod,
words.
Her
first words
pod.
Were, with great power comes great responsibility. Yeah.
Just one big sentence.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, to be fair, I killed her uncle, so.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I could be wrong.
That's your brother.
What? What? All right, well, I'll become a superhero later.
I think my son is really fast.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't want to, no spoilers, but
you should pour some chemicals on him.
Every night. Also, he oddly is really sick.
So, I'm curious to ask you, because we talked about the DC New 52, and for those of you in the audience who don't know, over the past month, DC has completely rebooted and relaunched their entire superhero line with 52 entirely new comic books, ostensibly to bring in new readers, though there's been a lot of debate about how many new readers it's actually brought in. But I'm curious, which books has he responded to?
Spider-Man is in DC, but he always likes Spider-Man. The books, like, he's Superman. Uh-huh. I'm not that big of a Superman fan, though. He is. And the, like, you know, like, Justice League, like, the groups with a lot of big colors and, like, you know, a lot of a great array of characters seems to be his favorite. So, and I just want to let everybody know he doesn't touch them. You need to know this.
Sounds like he's just a fan of shapes. I don't want to ruin it for you, but...
You know, I don't know if you have kids, so shut up. Because I guess what I say.
Yeah.
I like to think I'm sort of raising Pete.
Hey.
Well, you're not doing a good job.
Yeah. I know, I'm raising him this way.
Why are you doing that? You're raising him to be an asshole. Guys, we're going to move on with our next section, which we like to call the stack.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, alright, so deal with the stack is we've made a pick, some comic book that particularly stood out to us that we really liked this week. So let's go with Pete's pick first, which was X-Men Schism. Pete, I know you don't like to do the rundowns of what actually happened to the book.
Right.
So just to give you a general sense, there's, as you can probably guess from the title, there's been a break in the X-Men falling along two lines. Wolverine believes that the children X-Men, the children mutants, should be essentially protected and taught and trained to use their powers, while Cyclops thinks, no, we've already gone beyond that. It's too late. We're an army. We have to protect ourselves. That's generally how it's broken down.
Well,
and this issue...
Quentin Quire said a bunch of Sentinels loose through all the countries of the world. They had suitcase Sentinels that popped up. Then a lot of the Sentinels converged upon Utopia.
Yeah,
there's one coming out. Then Pixie and a number of other teens associated with Hope Summers and the other group.
Right.
But that's essentially it.
Yeah. I don't mean to step on your toes, but that's kind of a given.
Yeah.
Great point.
Pete, why did you particularly like this book?
Oh, man, this is an amazing event. And it's what I also like about it is a lot of events say, man, this is going to change the face forever. But this really does.
The face?
Yeah, the face of the X-Men forever.
Oh, okay.
Just it really
face.
Does.
The face of blank, not change your face. Okay.
This is going to change your face.
Bitch.
I thought this did an amazing job as an event. Also, what I liked about it is sometimes we have a big event, you see somebody make like a big choice or whatever, and you're like, that goes against their beliefs or what I thought they believed in. And I feel like this did a real good job of staying true to the characters and kind of letting circumstances kind of push them in a way that they made decisions which they thought were right.
Are you guys reading this out in the crowd tonight? I feel like it's out of character for Wolverine to be like...
Shut the fuck up.
Wolverine has led the murder team for the last two or three years, and now he's the one like, we can't have people killing the kids.
No.
He's had his... Team of murder.
Right.
Like, you know,
but he's worried about her. He pulls her aside. He's like, listen, you shouldn't do this. You know, I feel like, you know, that was me trying to slit some. Anyways,
how's your vibe clash?
Yeah, it's murder. I can't get out of this box.
Yeah. That box is your opinions.
Anyways, I just feel like, fuck you, because Wolverine...
I feel like, fuck you.
Wolverine is amazing at killing people. But he also has, a heart, and he has great beliefs. Yeah,
he's like foreign.
Cool. Stan, did you read this?
I didn't. This is the one of the three I could not get my hands on.
Cool. So whose side are you on then?
Not Pete.
Well, whose side are you on?
So you think that kids should fight in the military at age 4, then, is what you're
age
saying.
Age 4. That's ridiculous. Yeah, your son's going to war next year. Under Pete's regime.
I said not Pete.
No, not Pete. Okay.
Oh.
Whose side are you on, Cyclops or Wolverine?
Wolverine, obviously, because he's right.
Cyclops.
You're
right.
Wrong.
No idea.
You got to go with Wolverine.
You did. Just because he's...
Yep. He's Wolverine. Come on. You can't really back Cyclops.
Yes.
Yeah, you can.
I don't know. I guess I would be on Cyclops' team. If I were a character.
Looks like we have some sort of schism. All
right. Well, let's at least talk about the fact that, like, when it ended, like, after the big fight between Cyclops and Wolverine, which was amazing.
Burned his shit up.
Oh, man, it was unbelievable.
If I may spoil that.
the last panel.
No, don't
powerful.
Tell them that he burned his shit up.
You gotta admit, the last panel was amazing and powerful. It was just when they.
I will say I really like the series a lot. I thought it was extremely well written by Jason Aaron. The artists across the board were awesome. This is definitely going to be one of my favorite miniseries of the year. And the thing that I think was so good about it was character-driven as an event rather than plot-driven, which I feel like a lot of events have been lately. This is great. Definitely pick it up. If you didn't read it before, let's move on. This is my pick. Was Adelman.
Woo!
Adelman over there. There's been a lot of questions about DC's New 52, you know, specifically they came out of the gate pretty quickly with a lot of good books. Animal Man number one was easily one of the best books of the entire month and definitely the best book of the DC's New 52. So would it hold up the second month? And I feel like it definitely does. You know, there's things that I think are a little more nuanced and a little more character-based for the first issue. But here, this is ratcheting up the horror, ratcheting up the tension. I hesitate to say too much about the book other than you have Animal Man, this hero that can channel animal powers. Things are going a little wonky with his powers. Things are going a little wonky with his daughter at the same time. And
I would
it becomes
going pretty wonky.
Things like, get real awful real quick. And even if you've never read Animal Man before, this is great.
She is going to be really badass. Like, she is very, very strong.
Yeah.
So I feel like the term wonky is what you would say about your microwave.
Right, as opposed to, my daughter is raising dead animals?
Yeah, that's more wonky, a stronger word. Like, fucked up.
Yeah. Fuck that shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This series is like having, and I mean this as a compliment, having a crazy nightmare. It's like a fever dream. Both the art and the writing, it's really great, but in the imagery is just so, it sort of pulls you in a way where it's happening like on either side of your face. I was maybe stoned or something. But, like, I really honestly...
Yeah, what is it? I think we need to check in with every title and find out what it does to your face.
But this really does. It sucks you into a point where, like, it's alarming. It's unsettling. And I mean that as a compliment. And that's
really good. Pete?
I really thought the first issue was solid, and I feel like this does even more of an amazing job. I thought issue number two was better than issue number one, and that's saying a lot. I didn't think I would be into Animal Man this much, and I'm really into it.
Yeah.
I gotta say, when he's like, I'm gonna be a bird, and he flies, how's that work?
Oh, come on.
All right.
It's Animal Man.
Comics.
Yeah, all right. Okay. I thought this is where we could talk about that.
No, shut up.
I guess I'll talk to the bus driver on the way home.
How's he doing, by the way?
Yeah. Tell Stan we say hello.
Stan Lee is my bus driver.
I'm making a cameo in your life.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on. Last thing. This is Justin's pick. You're Justin, right?
Yeah.
I think we just met. Fear Agent number 31. Lots of clever stuff if you don't read it, but you should be reading Fear Agent. Just don't start with this issue.
Yeah.
This is the second to last issue of this series, which has been, I think, one of our favorite series long as we've been doing the show.
This Rick Remender's been writing a ton of Marvel books. This is the issue that made his name and really brought him into the comic book world, and it's very good. It's about a dude who has the worst... he's just a regular guy. This issue sort of goes through his life and tells you how terrible it was. He grew up in Texas, I think, and had like a family and everything. Tough life. Aliens come down, kill everybody. He joins this unit with his wife, and they are not getting along, and they find a space to fight the aliens. He causes a genocide amongst all the aliens, and he realizes he made a mistake. He's very depressed through most of the series, but it's great.
Drinks a lot.
He drinks a lot of Jack Daniels.
You guys are sold on this now, right?
Well, it's one of the few comics where, like, that he puts this guy through hell. I think that Rick Remender he writes in a really raw style on the characters. Like, he pushes them so hard, and I really admire that, because everyone sort of slots
it's
softball.
Incredible that for 31 issues, at the end of every issue, things just get worse.
Yeah.
And you don't think they can get worse, but they absolutely do. But the thing that I think is so wonderful about this issue, the last to second to last, not only does it tie so much stuff up, and it does give us this chance to really flash back and see a side of the character for 31 issues that we haven't seen, which is amazing, but it gives us a glimmer of hope. And I hope he doesn't dash it at the end, but I think
he will. I mean,
you
think
so?
Well, it's just been a long path. But I also think because he takes him so low when he's in these extreme situations and gets out of them, you buy it because he pushes him so hard. And I really like it. It's a really unique book.
It really is, and it sucks. It's taken so long for this issue to come out, but this is an amazing series.
Yeah.
This is the first issue I've read of this. Even though you don't recommend it to be the first issue, I loved this. Like, I was actually just sitting here like 20 minutes ago reading it, and I was really engrossed with it. It reads like a drama. Like, it's amazing. Like, he gets in the head of this guy, and you, like, three panels in, I care about the guy. You know, and that is, like, that's you know, that's a triumph. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. This is a great series. If you have not picked up Fear Agent, please go back, pick up the trades. Even if you don't like comics, this is an awesome science fiction story that you're going to love.
Yeah, especially if you hate comics, get out and read this.
Yeah.
You put yourself through a
Christ-like
experience.
If you're
especially if you're indifferent. If you're just sort of indifferent about
but
it.
I think the big question is, what does this issue do to your face?
Yeah, it's
makes you cry.
It makes you cry.
Out the face holes.
But, yeah.
Right out
the face holes, but smile, like sort of like a rainbow on a sunny day.
And that's it for the stack. Guys, we are going to move on with our next section, which is my favorite section, because it's the one you make up. It's your audience questions, and for that, we're going to bring out Booth Man.
Yeah.
Who, it should be mentioned, lives at the booth. That's why he's dressed like that.
Booth Man.
How's that cup doing, by the way? You haven't cleaned that in 5 years.
No, do you have a dishwasher?
Yeah. You've been drinking the same pina colada for 5 years.
Well, it's a good
let's get to some questions.
I would just like to say pretty much every question is good this week.
Wow, nice job.
Congratulations.
Nice job.
All right. Why are there two Captain Marvels, and how do both DC and Marvel have claims to the name?
Oh, boy.
Oh.
I mean, that's a really complicated, long issue that I don't even feel fully qualified to explain, but...
Well, who was first?
Who was first?
I think it was DC.
Yeah, the DC version.
The current DC, but it wasn't owned by DC.
Right.
Fawcett?
Yeah, it was a Fawcett character originally. The DC bought him. Then Marvel had some stuff because they're named Marvel that it gave a problem to call Captain Marvel Captain Marvel. Yeah. So generally they call him Shazam or Billy Batson or something like that.
The DC
version. They're both really good.
Yeah. For very different reasons.
Yes. That, I hope, explained it.
I never really liked the Marvel Captain Marvel.
Yeah?
It just doesn't work for me.
There's a great Peter David series that really got into the whole thing that I really liked.
Yeah. Did that at all answer your question, whoever asked that?
One person gets up and storms off.
Yeah.
Wikipedia.
That's how we know who asked the questions. They individually storm.
Yes. Don't ask too many more questions.
Cool. Sorry we weren't able to totally answer that. Raise your hand if you asked that. You're going to get some free comics.
That's me.
Yeah.
Hey, that's my pal Andy.
Hey, you're his
congratulations,
pal Andy.
Andy, let's get the next question.
My weekend at New York Comic Con is not complete without...
A kiss from you. No, that's a little weird.
Well, that's your famous Greek character.
Hey, it's Stavros.
Yeah. Good.
Here he is, back again after so much time.
Every New York Comic Con, you play Stavros.
I cosplay as Stavros, so I'm really looking forward to
a
that.
A kiss from you. Pete and I, and Alex may stop in, are going to be interviewing people for Newsarama in one of the skyboxes. If you want to stop by there, that's a good thing to do.
Yeah, come check us out, because we're also going to be doing some like weird thing on the floor where people are being like live streamed or whatever, like just fans are going to be talking to them.
Yeah, we'll be around there, so come talk to us.
But is there anything that every year, I mean, Pete, you always look forward to the cheesesteaks or funnel cake or something like that.
No. At the New York Comic Con, the food is awful, but I just love people watching there is amazing.
Yeah.
Like the costumes, the time and energy people put into stuff. Plus, I love all the really cheaply priced comics there. It's great.
Pete grades his comics. Are you grading his comics this
year? Not this year. Money's a little tight.
Nice. Cool. Well, Rob and old lady.
Yeah, what are you looking for?
I'm looking forward to tracking down Matt Fraction. I want to talk to him about Casanova. So that's my goal.
Yeah.
Being weird.
Yeah, he does other things besides.
That's what I... Have you been reading Casanova, this new series? It's an issue 2, just came out this week. It's amazing. And the back pages where he talks about his life and his inspiration for the comic and answers some letters. It's really good.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything I really look forward to every year. I hope more people go to Artist Alley this year because it was really sparse the last year, and that was very weird to me. I mean, I always spend a little time on the main con floor and then just exit and go to Artist Alley because that's the place you can walk around and actually talk to people.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. I think they've actually really fleshed it out, and hopefully there's a little less construction this year, so that should be nice.
Yeah.
But there's one thing you do. Lock and Key pilot screening.
Yep.
Do not miss that.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that at San Diego, and it's awesome. I don't want to hype it up too much, but don't miss that screening. I don't want to hype it up too much.
Don't
it's
miss it.
Your face, you guys. Your face.
When is it?
I don't know.
You're coming.
I don't think you're coming.
I'm not going to go to it. But
Pete hinted at mine, and it's always seeing people who shouldn't be wearing the costumes they're wearing.
Take it off.
Yeah, I know. I'm
an asshole now.
You mean because they're too beautiful?
No. And it could be men or women.
Yeah, what I usually like to say is, you are too beautiful. A kiss from you.
A kiss from
you. Yeah, stop.
You guys make me into a good person.
Yeah, you guys know Stavros.
Oh, Stavros. Stavros is crazy.
I couldn't do the news rather this year because I'm so busy with Stavros.
Yeah, I know. Oh, bummer.
And a lot of times people go way out, which is awesome, and sometimes they wear costumes that are not fitting their physique or...
I think we know.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know what I actually like on a more positive bent of things? Not to insult what you just said. Sorry. I always like kind of trying to call what the big costume would be and then count the appearance of that. Like one year, right before the Dark Knight, it was Nurse Joker, and everybody was Nurse Joker.
Huh.
You count the number of Nurse Jokers. So kind of finding what, other than Slave Leia, the big costume would be is always fun.
What do you think?
Oh, boy.
Stavros.
A lot of people doing Stavros.
Yeah, probably. I assume Avengers costumes, probably.
There's a lot of actually just Greek people coming to the con.
They don't realize it's
they're not in costume. A lot of people, it's confusing.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, they're right next to it. They're having that super Eurocon.
Tap, 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 tap.
I tried to stop myself, and it just had to come out.
I also like to see, like, the most awkward stormtrooper thing. Like, I've seen the stormtrooper used in the bathroom. I'm like, that's weird.
Stormtrooper used?
Yeah, he's, you know.
He's got to.
Oh, using
the bathroom. Yeah, using
the bathroom. Was he in the bathroom, or was he just standing there going,
Yeah. Both. And then, like, seeing a stormtrooper on their cell phone. It's fun just to, like...
Stormtrooper.
Yeah, what am I going to see a stormtrooper?
I went to, this was years ago, I went to some Clone Wars event where there was the stormtroopers were wandering around doing their stuff, and I was sitting outside doing some work or something like that, and two of them came out, and one of them, without the stormtrooper voice, was like, can I get a bottle of water or something? Weirdest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Wait. You were at some Clone War event, and you were outside of it working? That's a story for another.
We'll talk about that later. Raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics. Let's get the next question.
If you are doing the treatment for Avengers 2, but you can't use any of the characters from Avengers 1, which characters do you replace them with?
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Hercules.
Sure.
Very fun character.
Black Panther.
Red Hulk.
Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
Scarlet Witch, though, her in there.
Sure.
She's a menace. Wonder Man.
So this is basically a West Coast Avengers.
Yeah.
Right.
That's perfect.
There
you know
you
where
go.
Hollywood is? L.A.
Take that.
Right.
Save money.
Who would the villain be in Avengers 2?
Who was the West Coast Avengers villain? Traffic, mostly.
Oh, yes. What's that?
Yeah,
Smog.
They're going to have Pandemonium, the guy who had demons for hands.
Demon hands?
Yeah. I was terrified of that guy as a kid. He had demons for hands and a star-shaped hole in his chest. And oh, God, what's in there?
Stars.
It was hell.
It was hell?
Yeah.
What other villain? I don't know. Mephisto? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess so.
That'd be the more...
Yeah, I feel like they'll probably... I mean, who knows who the actual villain is for Avengers, but they'll probably go for something like Thanos or something like that for... Avengers 2, I figured. Yes.
Guys. What with the Infinity Gauntlet?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Cool. All right. Raise your hand if you asked that. Free comics. Let's get the next question.
If you could hold hands with any lady superhero.
This is adorable.
Raise your hand. Thank you for keeping that within our sexual experience.
We're all 5 years old, yeah. So.
My go-to answer is always
really sweaty palms when I hold hands.
Yes. No, we know, believe
girls
me.
Are gross.
My answer is always Silver Sable.
Do you like to hold hands with Silver Sable?
She's hot.
She would chop
you,
up.
So she's hot, so you want to hold hands with her?
Well, I'm not going to hold hands with her.
You can hold hands with someone you have a conversation with. Huh? Now, a smart lady doesn't have to be all about looks. You're just holding hands.
Cool.
Look at your action button. The guy in his bathrobe. It's not about looks.
It's lonely back there. Yeah.
Did you just dribble all over yourself?
I spilled my beer a little bit. Okay. I'm sorry.
Pete, who would you want to hold hands with?
Big Bertha. Is that what you want to hear?
Granny goodness.
Goodness. Who would you hold hands with?
It has to be a hero, right?
Anybody.
It says superhero, lady superhero.
Batgirl, maybe.
Batgirl.
Barbara Gordon Batgirl with the red wig. She's pretty hot.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Cool. Don't hold hands with Batwoman.
I don't know. I don't go for Batwoman. Like, I feel like I should.
Well, she doesn't go for you.
Yeah. Can you prove that?
Yeah.
Somebody's
I think
out.
this would be the appropriate time for you and your creepy answer of Kitty Pryde because you're just holding hands.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying not to answer that, but
yeah.
You did hard for your try. You did try really hard. That's it.
Nope. I wasn't trying too hard.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, Kitty Pryde. I'd love to hold hands with her.
Yeah.
Until she went intangible, and then I could.
The way you just said intangible was.
Gross.
Was too much.
Yeah. Until she went to tangible.
Man, now Stavros, that makes it your insulting character stuff.
I'm gonna have to say Storm because there'd be electricity going between.
Wait, there's like O's and claps.
People were like, yeah.
That was a very confusing reaction.
Yeah. Cool. Raise your hand if you asked that. Free comics.
All right.
Rest of the questions are lightning round where the first answer is always correct.
All right. Which Vertigo series should be turned into a movie?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Good.
Wow. Alias.
Alias?
Yep.
Not a Vertigo series.
Not a Vertigo series.
Alias isn't Vertigo?
No, it's Max.
Max.
But the first answer is always right.
Yes, yeah. So there you go.
Dude, I am going to be very good at this one.
Yes. I know. I mean, Constantine, Hellblazer.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, like a good legitimate one. Movie. Like,
yeah, with somebody blonde.
Yeah.
It's gonna accept.
What is the funniest crude joke you have ever told? Funniest, and it has to be crude.
I imagine Pete probably has one.
Oh, what's that supposed to mean?
Do you?
I'm sure you do.
I don't know, man. I'm totally blank on that.
No good jokes?
Nothing leaps to mind.
Yeah, that's
actually
farmers.
Aren't you comedians?
I do have a terrible story.
that's like
much better.
This coupled with my saying what I would like at the comic convention is sure to win me a million fans.
Great.
This is a true story, and it was just stupid of me. When I turned, I was about to turn 21. And I had been dating a girl for a couple years, and I was in the back seat of the car with both her parents in the front seat. And they said, "What are you going to do when you turn 21? Like, what are your plans?" And I literally said, "I'm going to get drunk every night and come home and beat your daughter." It was completely a joke because it's so not what I would do, but they were just dead silent. They did not get my joke, and I was...
And all these years later, you have a 3-year-old son together.
That is... Yes, that is now my wife. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tough crowd. Wrong crowd for that joke.
Yeah. Well, I leapt into the jaws of it.
Yeah, there you go. Let's get the next one.
Tip of the hat to you for saying that.
Franchise reboots. Cool or lame?
Sure, if they work.
I bought a lot more DC Comics this month.
I agree with you.
Yeah. And if you're talking about movie stuff, I mean, Batman Begins was really good. I don't know how to feel about Amazing Spider-Man. I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It depends. Superman.
It depends. Next question.
Hey, Pete LePage. Top 3 places you would go if you're invisible? I feel like this question is leading him on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, do you know where the old lady's house is yet?
I wish, she says.
Yeah, I would definitely love to. First place I would go to is someplace really violent where I could just watch people get beat up for a while. Just be a fly on the wall and see it, you know? Just what? Really.
No, like Rikers Island.
Yeah, be the watcher. Yeah, yeah, if you go to a prison.
The watcher?
Yeah, you know?
And so the watcher doesn't go to a place and go, yeah.
Doesn't he? Doesn't he?
Oh, you know something bad's about to happen when the watcher's there with his tongue stuck out. Yeah.
Just off panel. Yeah.
And then I'd like to go the opposite and go to the library and find the person who's standing by themselves. And then as soon as they make a noise, be like, shh. Freak out.
Where's the third place?
And the third place.
What a waste of superpower.
Somewhere in between, volume-wise?
Yeah, yeah.
Volume.
Third place? Damn it.
Those two came
to you. I guess I would just go to a steakhouse and eat for free.
Oh, no.
You're wild as a fantasy. That's wonderful.
So everybody would say things like, oh, those steaks are floating through the air again onto the grill. Nothing to be done, just ghosts, I guess.
Slowly disappearing.
So a prison, a library, and a steakhouse. Pila Page's fantasy day.
Let's get the next question.
All right, New York Comic Con versus San Diego. Which do you prefer, and why?
New York.
New York, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Why? It's a big con, so there's a lot of stuff going on, but at the same time, it's actually walkable, and it's actually it's a lot more focused on comics. You know, there's TV stuff, there's media stuff, but it is really focused on fan experiences and actually meeting creators, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
It's a lot more accessible, whereas San Diego, it's so overwhelming, so much shit, you barely get to...
Just shit everywhere. Poor shit. Yeah, everywhere. Dog shit. Shit. Human shit.
All right, what other superhero origins could use a punch-up?
Pete LePage's, first off. I could say Invisible LePage.
He turned invisible, so he went to a steakhouse in the end.
Yeah.
Great gritty reboot. Gritty 90s reboot.
With great invisibility comes great steaks.
Yeah, comes medium rare steaks.
I don't know.
I've been, I was really disappointed in the Green Arrow reboot. Maybe somebody can redo Green Arrow.
Again?
Yeah. I think, out of the 52, any of that, I bought a lot of them, and I would think that was the biggest disappointment.
Blue Beetle was a real bummer as well.
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
How old that first series was.
Yeah.
They undo the Western.
Mm. Oh, you're ridiculous. That was a great issue.
That was not a great issue.
All-Star Western?
All-Star Western number one. Great issue. We all agree. Pick it up. Let's get the next question.
Mark Ruffalo, better as the Hulk or... as Jennifer Garner's love interest in 13 Going on 30.
Pete, your friends.
That's a tough call. He was great in that movie. I'm really excited to see him as Bruce Banner. I think he's got a cool, kind of likable scientist vibe.
Kinder, gentler.
Yeah. It'll be fun to see the rage transformation.
Yeah,
sure. No, 13 Going on 30, though.
What is the panel or event you're the most looking forward to at the con?
I haven't seen the Lock and Key trailer, so that's definitely a big one. Or the pilot, excuse me.
Yeah.
I've seen the trailer.
I'm really looking forward to, there's a food and comics panel that a bunch of Marvel guys are doing with Wiley Dufresne, who's a chef in a downtown restaurant who's awesome and hilarious. So I think that's really cool. I saw a bit of a panel like that in Canada, and it was very funny, really accessible if you don't, you know a lot about food or a lot about comics. And there was surprisingly a lot to talk about, so it was really neat. So I'm looking forward to seeing that one, too.
I'm going to piggyback what you said earlier. Artist Alley is so much fun. I just, every year, I don't really see a lot of panels because we're so busy, but I love just walking up and down Artist Alley.
I'm interested, we end up doing a lot of interviews most of the time, but just talking to the DC guys and girls about what how they feel about the reboot and their reactions and the fans' reactions to them, I think is going to be the most interesting. That's like the hot thing.
Yeah.
I agree. The DC. I mean, as I said, I'm a DC guy. Like, I'm very much looking forward to going and meeting up with the writers.
Hopefully they'll kill off Flash again. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Next question. Next question.
Iced him out.
The last one. All right. Last question.
All right. Shut up. Will Men in Black 3 be awesome?
No.
I don't think so. I had high hopes. They've been shooting that movie for like a year and a half. They're still shooting
The more
that
you
movie.
Shoot a movie, the better it gets.
Yeah. That's not how it works.
More time to perfect it.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, is Tommy Lee Jones on board?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I live in a booth.
Yeah.
He is. Yeah, the internet. He is. It's
Well, then I am in.
Great.
Tommy Lee Jones is weird.
Yeah.
His name is Kay.
So, jeez, what did I walk into here?
All right, that's it for your audience questions. Thank you, Bootman. Really, what's your favorite Tommy Lee Jones movie?
Oh.
Answer quick. What? Black.
That's my favorite name.
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones was really hot on that track. Yeah. Guys, we're going to move on with our next section, which we like to call the Week in Geek.
Yeah, we do.
All right.
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Facebook game.
Guys, unfortunately, we're going to skip our Terra Nova review for the week.
Did you watch it?
I did watch Terra Nova last night. This is our new thing. For years on the show, we were reviewing Heroes the day after it came out. We discovered last week that Justin and I were the only people watching Terra Nova. Turns out it's three of us. That's great.
Come next week. Yeah. Well, what happened was I DVR'd it, and the baseball game went into extra inning, so I only got the first 5 minutes. I did watch that.
Yeah.
Continues to be bad.
Yeah. It's terrible. It was so bad. Unfortunately, it was one step away from being the most hilarious episode of all time, where it kicks off with this scientist, and he's lost his memory, and he's kind of wandering around like a child before he gets eaten by a dinosaur. A bunch of people from Terra Nova, the civilization, head over to find out what's going on. When they get there, they say, oh my god, it looks like everybody's lost their memory. Well, we gotta stay here until we figure out what's going on. And they don't tell anybody what's going on. So after a little bit, two more people say, oh man, those people haven't been in contact with us. We gotta head over there and find out what's going on.
It's a classic don't go in the barn situation.
I know, that's exactly what I said. Yeah, don't go in the barn. They should have done just one more person going over there. And they fell short. It was real sad.
They fell short in the last episode.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, they have an exchange. In case you couldn't figure out how to stop it, the main character gets a cold. And they had this exchange where, about 20 minutes in, where they say, hey, wait a second, you haven't shown any symptoms. And he says, that's you! Yeah, I don't know why. And then they say, well, all right, we'll see you later. And then he wanders off.
That's a clue. That's a solid
How long
clue.
Is this show?
It's like 13 hours long.
It's a million forever.
Great show. Got to check it out. Let's move on. Talking about the big news earlier this morning, the Avengers trailer finally launched. Giving us our first look at the Avengers in action, but not together.
Yeah, well.
What'd you guys think of the trailer? Did you all check
it
out? What'd you think?
I liked it a lot. I'm very... I like the Marvel movies. I don't love them. I feel like...
Okay, I mean, get off our show, but okay.
What about Iron Man?
Iron Man is the best part of that trailer.
The movie.
Iron Man 2 was awful. Iron Man, the first...
Whoa, not awful.
Whoa.
Remember when he opened the suitcase?
He wrecked...
That's awesome.
His drunken party in his house wrecked the whole movie for him.
Really? Why?
I'm sorry.
Because you could have thrown a better
How about the first one?
The first one I liked a lot. I thought the first one
was
a lot.
What did you think of the Avengers trailer?
I thought it was really good. I'm very excited to see these characters come together. I think Iron Man was the best part of this trailer. Hawkeye's the only one I'm a little iffy on.
What?
Tell me the truth, man.
No. That's a great one.
What'd you guys think?
He's just like a radical dude so far.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, he eats a lot of pizza in that trailer.
Yeah. He's a Raphael.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Surrogate. I like it. I like it a lot. It's exciting. See what happens.
Yeah. I'm really excited, and I thought the little bit afterwards with Mark Ruffalo and Tony Stark, that was very funny.
You're all Ruffalo these days.
I'm nervous and excited about the movie.
You're always nervous. Yeah.
I'd say I really enjoyed the trailer. I think they were, which I think is smart for a general population that may not actually know what the Avengers is or what's going on there. They sold it as essentially Iron Man 3, which is nice and here, cool.
They've announced Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
What's that going to be like?
That's going to be less impressive than the Avengers,
yeah.
I think. You know what I want, though? I want at New York Comic Con this weekend, I want them to show off a, hey, we showed, this is the general population trailer, here's the fan trailer, where we show off all the fan stuff.
Oh, that would
I
be
want
smart.
The hardcore fan
you
stuff.
You think they're going to do that?
I was so bummed that we didn't get a shot of them all together.
Yeah.
That,
but I feel
problem.
Like that's what, that's part of, that's the tease to come.
Yeah,
I know.
Tease
A to come and maybe, like, the leading up to the actual movie, like the
oh sure, I mean we're gonna see it, and we're gonna see that shot of them all walking together.
Oh man, that's gonna be sick.
But that's the thing, I wanted to lose my what?
It's gonna be fucking crazy.
Yeah, I wanted to lose my shit at the trailer. I enjoyed it. I didn't lose my shit.
You've seen regular people walk though.
Yeah, not
it's
like
that.
Not like on the roll like that.
Then you see people walk.
Pete's
watch
just
young
excited.
Guns, watch young guns.
Pete's excited same to thing. Push them aside.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's move on to another piece of news. This also came out today. DC is going to be publishing a series of original graphic novels based on Stieg Larsson's The Millennium Trilogy, which you may know better as the movies and books Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Girl Who Played with the Fire, Girl with the Hornet's Nest. What do you think about this? Smart move for DC, weird move for DC, or totally don't care?
I've done a pretty good job of avoiding that stuff. Up until now,
it's leaking into our world.
It's in our world.
Yeah.
What do we do about that?
Yeah,
I don't know. It's. I feel like it's a little too late for like most everyone's read. If they like it, have read those books.
Yeah,
why would they buy the
well, we haven't.
But we don't like them. I mean,
well,
I don't.
Yeah, but who's
like
if it's Vertigo it. Does it, I'd be into it.
Yeah, it's a Vertigo graphic novel.
So fucking sign me up.
Wow, really changed your opinion really quickly. There you go. There's a
yeah,
comment.
I will say, I have read the first book. It's pretty good, but not mind-blowing. There's some really good stuff in there.
Yeah.
It's going to be, if they keep it the same way at all, it's going to be super graphic. Like, real graphic. Not just graphic. Yeah.
Swear to go.
I'm going smart move. Very,
yeah.
Very smart move. I didn't finish the third one, which probably says a lot. But I read the first two, and I liked them a lot. But it's really for girls. And girls will read graphic novels now. That's what I think. That I think a lot of girls will buy
it. You make it sound like it's a trap, like a bait. It's like, oh no! I'm a comic book fan!
Justin, that's the only way to get girls.
Yeah. Thank you. As the unmarried member of this panel, it's really great to hear.
Yeah.
Any advice?
I got my wife by leaving a copy of Sandman under a box with a stick.
Yeah. Yep. And now you have a child. So
yeah,
yep.
It's really
that's
wonderful. That's
how it works.
That's what I got.
Fast.
The only way I know how to get things is with boxes with sticks attached to them. All right, let's move on. This is another thing that's a little bit of a spoiler for you guys, so, you know, earmuffs, you don't want to hear something about coming up in Wonder Woman, but this was all over news the other day. Wonder Woman's origin has been changed for the New 52. Traditionally, she was made out of clay and then turned real, and she did some other stuff. Now it turns out that she's actually going to have a dad, and her dad is going to be Zeus. So what do you think about this? Does this ruin Wonder Woman, or does it simplify her origin?
If she's not made of clay, I don't give a shit. I've always said that.
Well, you're a Potter by trade.
I know. I'm always
Wait,
at the
is
wheel.
Is it
going
to be the same?
That's often at the wheel.
Is it going to be the little close where the kid puts the hat on top of the clay and then puts the carrot nose?
That's what happens.
And then she comes to life?
Yep, that's the origin of Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Well,
there was some magic in that old lasso.
Yeah, the old lasso, right.
Yeah. Well, how do you know that?
Pete and I grew up together.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
I gotta say, like, the clay thing is, I don't think the actual specifics of it, it's gonna be hard to beat the George Perez Wonder Woman number one. Like, that's almost a perfect, like, retelling of her origin.
Yeah.
So if they can do that in a nice way, great.
I do think it's fair. It does make sense. You know, you have to see how it is in practice. I think to
That's
when you ask somebody,
are made.
Yes. Well, but when you try to explain Batman's origin or Superman's origin in particular, it's pretty easy, and you can cut it down to one sentence. For Wonder Woman, I just tried to explain to you, well, she's made out of clay, and then some other stuff happens, and it's difficult to say, okay, she's the daughter of. Okay, it's still difficult. Never mind.
Yeah.
Forget it. Forget what I was just about to say. Let's move on. Now, I noticed we're all men on on this panel, right?
What is the surprise?
Yes. Yes. So I think you guys are going to enjoy the new product that was announced, Dr. Pepper 10, which is a 10-calorie soda that's only for dudes. Are you guys looking forward to drinking that?
Interesting that this has found its way into our week of geek.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know if you guys saw this, but there's some controversy online because it's clearly like... It's like almost making fun of women directly in a way that's super insulting. And I'm surprised. I don't know who is going to enjoy this. Because to be fair, guys, I don't drink like zero-calorie sodas. I don't drink any soda. So I don't know what the whole intention
here. Well, how many calories is in a soda?
150.
Fuck you!
Fuck me.
Pete, you might enjoy a new Dr. Pepper 10, though.
It's for
maybe
men.
The decaf.
Yeah, it's for men. It's full of the penises that men love.
Excuse me?
What?
Excuse me?
That's what the 10 is for.
Do you see we're on a different website?
I don't know.
Full of penis?
I don't know. We're going to talk about this later. That's it for the week in geek. There you go. Guys, we're going to move on with the next section, which is trivia. And for that, we're going to turn it over to Pete LePage.
Mr. Pete LePage.
When we get back to you, the lovely audience, thank you so much for showing up. We really appreciate it. It's an opportunity to win $25 in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. Who would like a chance to win $25? Simply yes, first hand up guy.
What's that?
Matias.
Matias. Audience. Audience Matias.
Yeah!
All right, so this is how this is going to work. This will be your soon gift card. But maybe. To earn it, you must answer 3 trivia questions and get all 3 of them right. Okay? So listen to the question, then listen to all 3 possible answers and make your guess, all right? Here we go. Question number 1. Thank you. Use the music.
Do you like The Matrix?
Yeah. So the trivia today is on the Avengers movie, okay? The Avengers movie is written and directed by, is it A, Joss Whedon, B, Zach Penn, or C, who cares, it's a fucking Avengers movie. So it's either A, which is the correct answer, or it's B.
I think it's A.
A is correct!
SOC!
All right, here we go. Question number 2. For the film, which city was a location in which they shot? Is it A, Cleveland, Ohio, B, Santa Fe, New Mexico, or C, wait, there's a New Mexico? So it's either A or it's B.
I think it's A.
And it's correct!
Given your understanding of soda, that doesn't sound too crazy.
Exactly.
You didn't
all right.
know about New
it's
Mexico.
All set up. It's all set up. All right, here we go. Question number 3. Don't get cocky. Let's focus up. All right. What is the one place Stan Lee said he wouldn't do a cameo if they shot there for the Avengers movie? Is it A, Albuquerque, New Mexico, B, the moon, or C, Gotham?
I think it's B.
B is correct!
Yeah. On the C-side!
$3!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations
very much. Yeah,
enjoy it. All right. Enjoy that, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Guys, as we all know, cool. What do we do next?
Yeah.
I haven't done the show before. Guys, as we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
Oh, man. I completely blanked on one. I mean, you know what? Unwritten. I'm going to say Unwritten.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great.
Why?
Well, one, I love it. And B, when we were talking about Vertigo Comics, that I would love to see turned into something that would be...
Let's say somebody in the audience wanted to pick up and write, but they didn't know what it was about.
Oh,
what would you say?
Man. I would say it's like LSD in comic book form,
No. It's a joyous story about a kid and a tripped out lifestyle that he leads.
Unwritten is sort of if Harry Potter were alive in the real world and discovered that all of the books were real, and there's a huge story about story map underneath that.
Yeah, it's basically there's an organization that's trying to control all stories, essentially.
Because they're powerful, because people
all
know.
That's exactly what I said.
Yep.
Right, yeah, tripped out LSD, whatever.
Yeah. Pete's been dipping into drugs lately, so he's
just stick my toe in, see what happens.
Good, good. did you figure it out?
What?
I'm looking forward to tentatively Shade number 1 from DC Comics. One of 12 Shade, the famed character.
I thought you were going to say, what are 12 Shades?
Huh?
Shade number 1.
I'm looking forward to all the colors of the rainbow.
we dropped a
world.
Bunch of acid before the show, and it's just kicking in.
The Shade, the villain slash hero from Starman series, from my favorite series by James Robinson. I hope he's back on his game for this.
Yeah, one thing actually that I'll say that's really cool about that series, because I'm also a fan of Starman, like you are, he's doing, if you read Starman, he did Times Past issues every once in a while. There's actually Times Past issues built into the Shade series. There's three of them that are being done by, one is Jill Thompson, I want to say. One is Gene Ha, and I'm forgetting who the other one is.
Gene Ha did a lot of them.
Yeah, but there's a flashing back showing the origin of the Shade, and he's actually already written all 12 issues before it even went to the artist, so essentially the series is done, which is very really looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to 20th Century Boys volume 17 is coming out. This is an amazing series if you guys haven't read it, by Urasawa, who is one of, if not the best manga writer of all time. It's a little difficult to distill what the series is about, but it's essentially there's a bunch of kids back in the day who came up with a plan for, hey, if we were ever superheroes, here's how we would, you know, because there would be supervillains, this is how they'd try to destroy the world, this is how we'd save it. And years later, somebody has taken that plan and enacted it and successfully taken over the world. And here's what happens, and here's how they try to fight and take it back. And it's a really cool, really smart series. I think there's actually only 18 volumes in it. I don't know if anybody knows if that's correct. So this is the second to last one.
Wow.
But go back, read it. It's been kind of an epic ride so far. What are you looking forward to?
Well, I hinted at it earlier, but Batgirl, too.
Yeah.
The first issue...
You hinted at wanting to hold her hand earlier.
I did want to hold her hand. That's my hint. The first issue when they relaunched it was amazing. It's the storyline, and I dare say she's got the best new villain of the relaunch. I thought she had the best villain, and I love that it, because this is what DC's whole intention was, now is the time to jump on it. So, like, if you have any interest in it, you can get the second printing of the first issue for cover price. And
real sales.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of those things where, like, I always tend to jump on 10 issues after a comic has started, and it's too late.
Yeah.
You know?
Plus, so, you get 10 cents off of every copy.
Yes, if you clip your Civil War coupons. But Batgirl, I think, is the cream of the crop of the new 52, and I'm really
bold statement.
To it.
Cool.
There are Aquaman's awesome.
Yes, it is.
Voodoo was awesome, as we were talking about earlier. Detective and Batman, I liked both, but Batgirl, I just thought that, you know, it was just such a great, great story.
Cool. All right, a couple of things before we go. You can check us out online at comicbookclublive.com, also youtube.com/comicbookclub, where we post different videos every week. Pete, anything you want to plug?
Yeah, Face, friend us on
Face.
Face.
Your
Face.
Face.
Two asses. No, friend us on Facebook. You hear about all the amazing guests we have on the show. Thank you guys so much for coming up.
Next week, we're going to have our Comic-Con recap, so come back after you go, and we're going to deal with it.
We're going to really deal with some shit.
Yeah.
We're also going to deal with coming down from this LSD, which is going to be weird.
How long does this last?
I don't know. A couple of weeks, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. Our whole lives. Guys, a couple of people we want to thank before we go. We want to thank Stan for being on the show.
Thank you,
Stan. But most of all, we want to thank you guys. We're here every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Please tell your friends. Good
night. Everybody.